Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the new book, Discover Your Message, a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. If you were tuning in the last episode, then you know that we started a new book club series. I'm in the process of creating a series of 7 books that is going to be called the Your Message Matters series. And what we're going to do is really do a deep dive, unpack everything I've learned over the last, 14 years of running a business online as a writer, coach, and speaker. And in this particular book one, it's now available in bookstores, Amazon, as audiobook. You can get it in Kindle, paperback, or hardcover. And we're walking through this book one chapter at a time. And so I'd encourage you, first of all, to go get a copy of the book. You can go to platformgrowthbooks.com, platformgrowthbooks.com. Or you can click on the link in the description of this episode. So we're diving in to day number 2 and day number 3. So let's start with day number 2, finding your inner drive. I love this topic. This is something that I did not cover in the Your Message Matters book, but I think it's just a compelling way to unpack what your natural gifts and tendencies are. So let's kick it off with a story. I'm going to read from the introduction that is a personal story that I want to share with you that's going to segue into our topic today about finding your inner drive. In the summer of 1987, I was an 11-year-old boy feeling bored despite being out of school. As the oldest of 3 boys, we all shared a common interest: sports cards. Whenever our father brought home a box of unopened cards, we would have a blast opening them up, hoping to be the ones to pull out the expensive rookie cards. But our love of sports cards didn't stop there. As an entrepreneur at heart, I wanted to take our passion for sports cards to the next level. And that's where my grandfather came in. He owned 3 hardware stores in northern Indiana. And he taught us business lessons during the summer to keep us out of trouble. And I have such fond memories, by the way, of staying with my grandparents and going to the hardware store and teaching me about the rules and lessons of a business, how to be an entrepreneur. And so one day I thought of selling sports cards in his store, and he was more than happy to help. My brothers and I, we set up a sports card show on Saturday in my grandfather's hardware store. We priced our cards, we made them look attractive, and to our surprise, our little card show was a hit. We ended up selling over $400 worth of cards that day. And that experience ignited my passion for entrepreneurship. By the way, just as a little side note, that was so impactful on me as a young kid, learning the beginnings of what it was like to be an entrepreneur. To walk away with that $400, I remember we actually took $200 of it and went and bought a Game Boy. You know, when Game Boys first came out, that was all the craze. We bought a Game Boy, had a couple games, and then we took the rest of it and we went and bought more boxes of unopened cards so that we could do this again in the future. So my early entrepreneur story with sports cards shows how childhood interest hint at our life's calling. Just as my passion for selling sports cards revealed my entrepreneurial spirit, your tendencies can lead you to a unique path. By the way, I was just reading in a book this week where this book was actually written 100 years ago in 1923. I love reading old books. And as I was reading this old book, she made a comment that if you look between the ages of 12 and 20, oftentimes your inner drive, your excitement, your gift, your career makes itself known in those early years. And it's fascinating to think about because I didn't have a clue what I wanted to be when I grew up. Even when I graduated college, I had no idea. But when I think back to the story of when I was 11 years old, that was the beginning of, I want to be an entrepreneur. That's what I want to do more than anything. And I just buried it for years until I came back around in my 30s and dusted it off and said, I want to do this. I want to write books. I want to create courses. I want to have my own business. And the rest is history. But I want to apply this to you today. So we're going to be talking about finding your inner drive. And I'm going to introduce to you the four-part interest grid. Now, in the four-part interest grid, it's literally like you think. There are four sections to the four-part interest grid. So picture four boxes. If you ever played Foursquare as a kid, you could picture a box like that. And in each box is a particular style or type of gifting. Now, is there only four? No, but typically people will be in one of these four. I think about this as these four boxes, think of them as looking out at a house plan. So you have the living room, you got the kitchen, you got four different rooms in the house. And these four inner drives are like you move between the different boxes, just like you moved in between a different rooms in your house. But there's a room you spend more time in than the others. That's how I want you to think about this. So the first one, box number one, is the doer. Now, the doer is someone who is work-driven and loves to take action. They're decisive. They have a sense of urgency to get things done. They thrive on challenges, and they're motivated by overcoming obstacles. That's the doer. They find themselves in situations where they use quick thinking, decision making, and they want to get people moving. So that is a doer. Box number two is the manager. Now, the manager is a little bit more detail oriented, loves analyzing systems, and they love to improve things. They're a little bit more methodical. They like repetitive tasks. Oftentimes, managers enjoy a system, whether that's like a blogging system that they can do over and over again, creating courses, running a membership site. Those are all examples of a manager. Box number three is the talker. Now, the talker is a unique style that embodies the art of communication. So obviously, they excel in things that are like verbal communication, engaging and influencing others. Talkers tend to be natural salespeople. They're skilled negotiators. They're exceptional presenters. They thrive on being sometimes in front of an audience speaking. And so there is the talker. They have a way with words, and they can convey complex ideas simply and clearly, and they're persuasive. So that's the talker. Number four is the thinker. Now, the thinker style is more about big picture, creativity, innovation. People who fit this category are often visionaries, they're dreamers, they're idea generators, and they thrive on new concepts, and they enjoy exploring what could be. So for an author or a blogger, the thinker style also fits perfectly. Because you're doing what? You're thinking about and playing with ideas, and you probably love the thought of just being in a room and writing books. So the question is, which one best describes you? So here's a little bit of a summary. The doer often lends itself to being a coach. They work through people, they're task-driven, they're bent toward action, they're decisive, and they work with some urgency. The manager tends to be a teacher. They're detail-oriented. They're analyzers. They like creating systems or curriculum. They like to be organized. They love routine. Then you have the talker. Oh, that's the speaker. They are persuasive in their communication. They're natural at selling. They're natural at speaking. They influence others and motivate others. And then there's the thinker. Now, the thinker is often the writer. They're creative. They're big picture visionary. They're innovative. They're a dreamer. They're an idea creator. As you reflect on your own life, I want you to think about those moments that made you feel alive, engaged, and fulfilled. What were you doing? Who were you with? What skills were you utilizing? Were you leaning into one of these four types? Now, in the next chapter, we're going to go deeper into something that I've taught for a few years now that's going to help really connect these dots. But in this particular day two or chapter two, it's about looking at the messenger interest grid. By the way, it's, if you have the book, it's listed on page 16, and you can see the grid there. So again, the takeaways of day two are the four-part interest grid, the doer, manager, thinker, and talker, and thinking through which one of those rooms do you tend to live in a little bit more. And then we'll move on to day number three. So let's do that. So day three, we're going to tackle two chapters each lesson because these are short chapters. Day three is the influencer voice assessment. And in this chapter, I really bring up and I drive home the point that I talk about in Your Message Matters, that I went through an experience of trying to help people, and then I was perplexed. So listen to this quick story. It was my first in-person event, and I was nervous. 16 people had paid over $5,000 to attend a two-day workshop with me. The pressure to over-deliver was intense. I was so unsure of myself that I partnered with another influencer, 50-50, on the workshop proceeds. I took a deep breath and walked into the room. The mastermind retreat ended up being a huge success, but the greatest win I received was not the income, but from the information. The attendees were smart, they asked great questions, and they pushed and challenged me in a good way. One of the themes that came up over and over again was about finding their unique influencer voice. Now, they didn't use those words, but they said things like this. I hate blogging. Building an audience is important, but man, the blinking cursor and the blank page, they taunt me. Or they would say, do I have to become a speaker? I prefer to stay home and write blog posts and books. I don't really want to get out and travel and speak. Or they would say, I'm so tired of writer's block. If you put me in front of a camera and give me a topic, I can talk for hours, but I can't write. And this was puzzling to me at first, because here I have a room full of influencers. Some love to write, some hate to write, some love to speak, some hate to speak. And I was just wondering, how can I serve these people when they're so different? And that is when the aha moment came for me. The question I asked myself was, how come there's no personality test to help influencers discover if they're more of a writer, speaker, teacher, or coach? And that's when I created the first version of the Influencer Voice Assessment. Now, the Influencer Voice Assessment is a 32-question assessment. You can find it inside of the book. It starts on page 21, and you tally up your score, and it's going to let you know if you are more of a writer, teacher, speaker, or coach. So again, if you would like to get a copy, you can actually go to marketyourmessage.com/quiz, marketyourmessage.com/quiz. But if you have the book, the full test is in the book as well as how to score it. So that is the next step in the process. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because, again, it helps you identify which of the four boxes are you in. Are you in the writer box, you in the speaker box, the teacher box, or the coach box? Now, you do not have to build a business in just one. Truthfully, I've done every box over the course of 14 years. I didn't do it all at once, but I did it a little bit at a time. I have done writer income streams, write books and audiobooks. I've done speaker income streams where I've done live events, keynote talks, workshops. I've done teacher income streams like create online courses and membership sites and paid webinars. And then I've done coaching income streams like one-on-one coaching and 4-week group coaching and a 1-year mastermind. The point is, there is a primary one that is going to be a little bit easier for you because it comes natural. Take the test, find it out, and then it's going to help you continue to construct your message. Remember, the end goal of the book, which is a short book, about 15, 16 short chapters, you can sit down and read it literally in about 2 or 3 hours. And if you implement each exercise each day, at the end of the book, you'll have a one-sentence message that will articulate your purpose, your people, and your passion. That's what we're shooting for. So right now, we're unpacking our purpose. What is our unique strengths and our unique gifts? Here's your action step for today. If you don't have the book, go get a copy of the book. You can get it as a $2.99 Kindle. You can get a paperback version, hardcover. There's even a workbook. But get your copy of the book. Go to platformgrowthbooks.com, platformgrowthbooks.com. There's a link in the show notes. And go take the Influencer Voice Assessment. It's going to help you when the next episode comes out because we're going to get into your one word for chapter number 4, which is a fantastic exercise. It's revolutionary. And then we're going to put your purpose together. So you clearly know your 2-word superpower. Wouldn't that be awesome to know? That's where we're headed. So get you a copy of the book and tune in. So next episode, we're going to help you put your purpose together in 2 words that become your hidden superpower. Can't wait to share that with you. We'll see you on the next episode. And if you're enjoying this, let us know. Take a moment to like, share, subscribe, review, or rate our show. And until next time, never forget, your message matters.